Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. We are once here again at Youth Station with you. I am Vita, and here
I am Asma. Yes, and my voice is cracking. I have to say it at the very beginning. I hope wherever you are, you're doing well.
Yeah, I don't know. Dig through a nostalgia of everybody's life. As girls, it was time in our lives that we thought one day we will fall in love with a person who comes on a white horse.
Exactly.
A prince, which is amazing, decent, mm-hmm. and so on. And the world and the life will be amazing and lovely on us. But then we came to the real world. We see that everything is darker than
we came down from Mars, and
exactly.
then we found ourselves on this Earth.
This
which
is
was
the
so
destructive
real.
Earth that we are struggling
yeah.
with. So, have you ever thought of the fact that love may be enough for everyone in this world?
Ever? Of course, for sure.
I always think
that love is enough. But then, since I am old enough to understand that life has got its own ways of teaching you things, then I should add this little fact that sometimes love is not enough.
But, you know, before discussing the fact that love is enough or is not enough, I want your definition of love. What is your definition? You know, sometimes we relate the love to one person, one individual, one thing, but what is its own literal meaning?
Love is the passion you have for someone or something without any condition.
So it means that by love, you will unconditionally sacrifice anything to your loved one?
Anything and everything.
And I think by this definition, love is something rare.
Very rare, just like the love of true mothers toward their children.
You mentioned something really, really beautiful.
There are some people who believe that there are some different definitions for love.
Yeah.
And one of those definitions is the kind of a love that you start to create by filtering it through your mind and brain.
You know, I think one of the underlying problems that we're struggling with in this modern world is exactly that we are defining love in a supernatural way. You know, we think that love is something really, really strange that is so far-fetched and so on.
Isn't it?
But it's not. You know, sometimes love is being here in your station. Love is enjoying the good weather of, I don't know, the summer.
Yeah.
Summer is... not just somehow, even in here, summer
well,
is
in our city, summer is just a scorching thing.
Yeah, it is a torture.
That's why, because maybe to some other people in other sides of the world...
under air conditioner.
Summer is going to be perfect.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Love is the routine.
Well,
it may sound cliche.
I know what you're trying to say. You mean that we can find love in little things.
Yeah.
And I do believe in that, yes. Smelling this beautiful aroma of a flower could be love.
Exactly.
And that is love, of course.
And these five senses of our body, you know, seeing, hearing, listening to things, it is exactly the meaning.
Sometimes when I look at a beautiful painting, I can feel the love.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes when I just see the flames of a candle, I can feel the love. But then the love that we're talking about is actually the kind of a love that perhaps happens among human beings.
Yeah. Got it.
What happens in this real world in which we come to this point that we say, love is great, but it's not enough.
Mm.
And this is really sad and depressing.
Yeah, exactly. And I love your station, but it's not enough to just destroy these break times and we have to go for a short break.
Yes, this is the aftermath. We are talking about the greatest thing in this world, which is love, and it's Youth Station. Bita and I were talking about, well, the beautiful side of life, that is love.
And the dark side of it, which you will understand that love is not enough.
Well, have you ever come to believe that, okay, love is not enough?
I didn't find love to reach to the point that love is not enough, but I think
love just
is not
thinking
everything.
About it.
Yeah, yeah. Several times, and I do believe in that, that love is not enough.
Yeah, you know, since I'm in love with stories and novels and literature, I have read many stories in which they made me believe that love is great, but sometimes it's not enough. And when it's not enough, well, when, just like the story of Romeo and Juliet, love is too good. But when the families do not understand, when there are problems in the middle, it's not enough. When the century you have been born in is not the suitable century for love, love is not enough.
Yeah.
When the situation is just like going through a phase of frozen time, it's not enough to just love.
And I think in a world that you can buy love, again, it's not enough.
Now you're just hitting the nail right in the head.
Exactly. I know this is the dark fact about the modern world, that money matters even more than love.
Yeah, and that's very true. And I have to agree with that. There was a time when I was younger, I used to think that, okay, no, money is not going to change anything.
But it will. Change many things.
Unfortunately, it would change
many
things.
Why unfortunately? This is the fact that exists, you know. Nobody is limiting
you know
you
why unfortunately?
Why unfortunately?
Because there was a time when you were put between two choices.
Yeah.
Which one is better, money or knowledge? You would have picked knowledge. But right now, even if you ask a three-year-old child, which one would you pick?
They
would definitely, in a heartbeat, no question, they would tell you that money.
Yeah, this is brutal.
Because they think they can buy everything. And this is the danger behind money. When you come to think that I can buy every single thing with money.
You ever think like that I'm founding the indefinite power, and you think of yourself as the god of your own world, and this is a danger, I understand it.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's go and skip to this question that if love is not enough, then what is enough?
That's the question I have from this modern world.
I think we are in a road that nothing is enough for us. If we achieve something, then we're going to go for the next step. And I don't know, all of the things here, like money, perfectionism, modern world technology,
success, and everything
science,
that you want to
you know,
have, yeah.
All of them have their hands in each other to just push us in this road of nothing is enough.
Yeah. And it's going to create such a greed in human beings.
And the interesting part of the story is that this belief that nothing is enough is really vulnerable. Because, I don't know, even at the era of COVID-19 that we were facing a big drama in the world, it was like we are nothing yet. And the power of infinite that we thought we have in our own hands was faded away. At the second that we understand that how vulnerable we are.
Exactly, yes. So I would say that without love, prosperity, success, money, everything in this world is meaningless because we see many people around us who are having a luxurious life.
Yeah.
They can afford anything and everything they wish to have. And they can buy many things that might be the wish of millions of people in this world, but they're not happy.
Yeah, the happiness is something I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Is happiness enough?
See, that happiness comes from love. Because if you have a family,
yeah,
if you have a center to rely on, if you have this, how do we call it, the safe corner that you have in your life, without this private zone of safety that you could feel among your family, yeah, which comes again out of love, then I guess nothing would have a meaning.
I do agree.
Because everything would come and go. You have money today, you might go like a ship, you might go through a shipwreck. And then everything, like the bankruptcy, could happen to everyone. And then if you do not have that love, if you do not have that backup that comes from your family or from the ones that you love, then I guess you can have nothing.
And, you know, I want to bridge the gap that exists between this all beautiful story of love, happiness, and so on, with the need of human beings to worship one thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the key is here. We need something. We need the source of beauty, the source of love, which, I don't know, all the love spread in the world just come from Him. And this is the God Almighty, you know?
Exactly.
And the connection we are building with our Creator is something really unique, which I think one of the aspects of love, which is the most important underlying one, is exactly the love of Allah.
So just try to have it in mind.
Yeah.
Let's go for a short break, and then after that, we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Modernism has changed many things. The way people look at life, the way they think of love, and the way they try to make definitions for different concepts.
The values.
The values,
you know.
Exactly. The classical people, I do love the classical world because
yeah, I know.
In those eras, everything has got a more valuable existence, you know?
Yeah.
Different concepts were so defined in a magnificent way.
You know, everything wasn't taken for granted.
Exactly.
You know? They appreciated every single moment, every single thing in their life,
yeah.
I think, more than right now. Or maybe it was all the same in classical mm-hmm. world too. I'm not sure about it. And because we are human beings.
You know,
and the same
struggles
greed.
Are the same. But sometimes I come to think that modernism has made it these struggles even more difficult.
Yeah. And the thing which modernism is trying to change and has changed a lot is exactly the connection we're making with God. You know, it's just somehow weakening this connection, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it is fading away in materialistic world.
Exactly. So I could say that for a person who has lost everything, just imagine a person who is going through a catastrophe like an earthquake.
Yeah.
They lose their entire family. What happens in there is that if they do not have the love of Allah in their heart, nothing would soothe their pain.
Yeah.
And nothing would bring them back into the track.
And that's why I say that the materialistic love that include all of the love except the love of Allah is something really luxury, you know, luxurious.
Yeah, it might sound beautiful, but at the end of the day, because it is related to human beings,
yeah,
it is not in your control.
When you're in the midst of a disaster, the only thing that helps you, that will, I don't know, hold your hand
and compensate for all the weaknesses, it would be only the love of Allah.
And I saw in many movies, in many scenes, that many atheist people who just claim that they don't believe in Allah, God, or whatever, in their difficult times, they just worshipped, they prayed.
Yeah, they come to this point that they figure out that their is the need for these almighty...
And there is something.
Yeah, to be connected to you and for you to have a bond with that almighty, with that superpower, to have the love of that one person who would never let you down.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday, we were talking about slavery and so on. And one of person mentioned something really beautiful, that there are many masters in modern world. We are enslaved by even love itself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we have to find only one master to be enslaved by. And this is the love of God.
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.